You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for May 31st, 2023. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Danzig is headed to the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on September 11th, and 3 Days Grace and Chevelle will be at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway on October 14th. Tickets for both shows go on sale this Friday, June 2nd, at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Steel Panther brought their medal to America's Got Talent last night, offering judges Sofia Vergara and Heidi Klum unlimited tickets and backstage passes to every Steel Panther show before the band played Eyes of a Panther from their 2009 album Feel the Steel and got a standing ovation from the crowd. Director Jeff Rowe has revealed that his musical heroes Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross will score the upcoming Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem film. Skateboarding legend Tony Hawk inadvertently leaked the news that Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross from Nine Inch Nails were working on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem film. Director Jeff Rowe confirmed the news on Twitter, saying, quote, "Well, now my teenage hero at Tony Hawk has leaked that my musical heroes are doing this, and I can add that the score is absolutely amazing. It's exhilarating, terrifying, heartbreaking, full of sounds that I didn't even know existed. I don't have the vocabulary to describe it. I love it so much." The upcoming film is produced by Seth Rogen and features an all-star voice cast, including Paul Rudd, John Cena, Post Malone, and more. 2 years after she issued an apology for her depiction of autism in the 2020 film Music, Sia has revealed that she herself was recently diagnosed with autism, saying, quote, "For 45 years, I feel like I've got to go put on my human suit, and only in the last 2 years have I become fully myself." She continued, "Nobody can ever know and love you when you're filled with secrets and living in shame. And when we finally sit in a room full of strangers and tell them our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets, and everybody laughs along with us, then we don't feel like pieces of trash for the first time in our lives, and we feel seen for the very first time for who we are." A new track from Turnstile debuted online yesterday in an unconventional manner. The as-yet-unreleased single, Everything You Know, showed up on the fourth episode of the newly released third season of the Netflix series, I Think You Should Leave Tim Robinson. And if you're wondering how it happened, Robinson himself previously had been seen attending a Turnstile show. In a new interview with Ronnie Hunter, Taylor Momsen from The Pretty Reckless confirmed that the band have commenced work on the follow-up to 2021's Death by Rock and Roll, saying, quote, "We're in a great headspace, we're just having fun with it, and wrapping up the touring cycle of Death by Rock and Roll with the last few shows, we're going out with the Foo Fighters in June, which I'm so stoked about. And then new record and its next chapter, we've already kind of started thinking about it. We've gotten into the studio, we've stepped foot in the studio, so that's saying something for us." 3 Days Grace and Chevelle are set to hit the road on a 23-city tour that kicks off on September 8th. The tour was announced yesterday, welcoming special guests Loathe. The tour kicks off in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on September 8th and finishes up in Boston on October 14th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. All the dates of the tour go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. Paul Rubens, who played Pee-wee Herman on television and on the big screen for years, is suing James Komisar and his memorabilia company. The suit against the Komisar collection is for what they're saying is straight-up theft of the old iconic props that he walked away from the show with back in the day. In the docs obtained by TMZ, Rubens claims that he loaned certain items from Pee-wee's Playhouse to Komisar. with the understanding that the stuff would make its way back to the Museum of Television for display to the public and based on the promise that he could get the stuff back upon his request. But Rubin said that he later discovered there was no museum at all and Komisar was keeping the items for their private collection. The Foo Fighters are getting ready to release their latest album, but here we are this coming Friday and release the longest song of the album this week called The Teacher with an accompanying short film. And today, the finale of Ted Lasso is out on Apple TV Plus, and you can watch the new documentary about Jelly Roll's life called Save Me on Hulu. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to follow and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 156 featuring Josh Todd from Buckcherry is available now.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.